You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hi, how you know? Earlier in the regular old show, we were talking about this disgusting guy who says that he keeps his testosterone levels up by eating raw bull testicles, bull nuts. Mm. And he said, leave the hair on them.
Did he say that?
No, I added that. Yeah, but if you're going to eat bull nuts, why not? You know?
Right.
If you're going to eat raw bull nuts, why not just leave it as is?
Where do you even buy those? You can get that at the grocery store, right?
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply?
I don't know.
Oh.
Don't you get some of that stuff for your dog, like pig ears and things like that?
Yeah, but that stuff's like readily available. But yeah, the stuff that they sell now, it's not like just the ears. It's like the esophagus, yeah, of the cow and the nut, or the, what do they call them? The penis of the bull and, mm-hmm, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
that's a great name for a cocktail, isn't it?
Bull penis.
Penis of the bull.
Penis of the bull. For a little hair of the dog, what about penis of the bull?
There are a couple of websites here you can order.
Yeah, I would assume that needs to come from the internets.
Yeah, different markets.
And I'm assuming they're big.
The exotic meat market.
Well, I mean, they're a lot bigger than the ones that hang on the trailer hitches of pickup trucks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Because it shows a picture. I couldn't keep looking at it. It's a picture of them, and they look huge.
Oh, but, my God. And raw.
But, Ace, wasn't there some guy that was on the internet who would eat raw meat and didn't he have something to do with Joe Rogan's podcast? Like Joe Rogan said, well, you got to be running something, as in like steroids and all. You're not just getting that you know, big on raw meat.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the Liver King.
Is he the Liver King?
Yeah, the Liver King that turned out to be a complete fraud. Yeah. And didn't they say the Liver King was a fraud?
Yeah, he was doing steroids, but he said he was all natural, all natty.
Yeah.
I'm natty. It's like, yeah, right. Well, the veins bulging out on either side of your neck says otherwise.
I don't know what's so difficult that people are fooled by that. I mean, I can easily, look, I can spot somebody on steroids in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people didn't believe him, but he was like, just raw meat, and he's like tearing into the liver.
I mean, it happens every day, though. I see somebody who's like a bodybuilder type or whatever, and somebody will say something, man, hey, he looks good. And I go, well, he does, works hard and all that, because you still have to put, as the millennials say, put in the work to look like that, even if you're taking steroids. But you know, yeah, well, he's running something, you think. Well absolutely.
So yes. Check this out. Liver King admitted in a YouTube video that he was taking roughly $11,000 of steroids a month.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then once he admitted that, his followers put together a lawsuit for $25 million who say they were tricked into buying his muscle building supplements because he was lying all the while about what he was taking.
That dude was insane looking.
Yeah. He says the Liver King has said his ancestral supplements generated more than $100 million in sales a year.
But I mean, you can look at a person and go, okay, well, you can't make the human body look that way.
Yeah.
Without the assistance of performance enhancing drugs. They're just not going to do it. I mean, you can get a really, you know, cut, sizable physique, but you can tell when they've gotten into the steroid look.
Yeah
this guy, hang on, let's see if I can make this picture bigger. How you can look at that guy and not know. Yeah, that dude did some steroids.
Please.
He is so shredded and so huge all at the same time. Which was the argument that Joe Rogan made on his podcast about
he would look at somebody.
He talked about The Rock, and Joe Rogan pointed out, he goes, look, I work out harder than 99% of people my age. I think Rogan's like 55, so roughly the same. He goes, I'm in excellent physical health. He goes, I watch what I eat all. He goes, I don't look anything like these guys. Mm-hmm. He pointed out with The Rock, he goes, you just physically can't look better at 50 than you did at 24 unless something's going on there. He goes, there, you don't get that kind of difference. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
He's bigger, he's faster, he's more shredded.
Yeah. He's just, I mean, it's just a fact of life.
That's somewhere along the way.
But does The Rock admit it?
I don't think so.
Because sometimes you don't have to keep taking the steroids for the rest of your life. You can take steroids for a while, get to where you want, and then just try to maintain it as well as possible.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, even at that, you're not going to look like you do in a movie.
Yeah. The Rock says he did tried steroids when he was younger.
Like last year. Last year was younger.
Yesterday.
Technically.
Said me and my buddies tried it back in the day when I was 18 or 19.
And then never did it again. Is that what he said? Never. Or did he just say we tried it when we were 18 or 19? Just leave it at that.
Did it when I was 18 or 19.
probably said.
About it.
Well, you know, I tried cigarettes when I was 18.
Yeah. Try to be motivated.
And I kept smoking them for 10 years after that. But technically, I did try them at 18.
I'm always amazed by some of the people you see that admit to taking steroids, and you think, really? Like Ric Flair has talked about, he took steroids three different times, and he said once was like recovery. Two times it was recovery after a surgery, trying to get his body healthier faster. He said the other one time he goes, I admit it, I just did it because I needed to look better. And then he pointed out, imagine if I had not been drinking so much, what kind of shape I'd have been. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
If you got any sleep and weren't drinking, you know, 17 mixed drink, you know, cranberry vodkas a day.
Ugh.
How much shape you'd have been in.
Yep. Yeah, but I'm not condemning anybody for taking steroids.
Me either.
I don't. Look, I've always said, do what you got to do. It's your business. But I'm just saying that I don't understand when people that can't tell or why somebody would lie about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess I get that because these holier-than-thou people will act like, you know, they're so much better than you. If you're taking steroids, then you're just no good in their eyes. It's not like you're, you know, beating the home run record on steroids.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I saw a TikTok the other day. This girl posted a thing that said something about, you know those where you scroll side to side and it gives you, like, two pictures?
Yeah.
And it says, me and my dad, but my dad win, ... or something like that. When you scrolled, it said, he was my age. Her dad was Mark McGuire.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, let's go to the comments. This is going to be bad. Mm. You know, and it was nothing but people going, greatest era in baseball history. And it's all these people just saying, like, who cares they took steroids? Don't give a damn. Like, hey, your dad was awesome. Your dad made baseball great. You know, that kind of thing. That your dad and Sammy Sosa saved baseball, and nobody cares. Your dad should be in the Hall of Fame. Is nobody saying anything bad about the fact that Mark McGuire took that stuff?
But was he proven to have taken steroids, or was that when he was taken? He admitted to taking something that wasn't outlawed by the Major League Baseball. That was an enhancer. Yeah,
I don't think. And they made this point about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds never failed a steroid test. Mm-mm. They do not. All they have is their name on a list from Balco, the company that was supplying steroids to players. I don't think any of them ever failed a steroid test. They have no actual proof that they failed a test.
Back on Witch Hunt.
And was Balco proven to have been giving steroids? I can't remember. I saw the documentary and all of that, but Barry Bonds didn't fail a steroid test, but he did fail a personality test.
Yeah. Well, let's never forget, his head actually got bigger through the years. So
he went up seven hat sizes or whatever.
Is that true?
No, he went up a couple of hat sizes, said. Crazy. That was the
Is that a known
story?
Is that a known side effect of steroids, is larger head?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's so much testosterone and all the other stuff going in you. It's like, think about cavemen. You know, they had those big heads and, you know, the protruding forehead and all that. It's where the jawline comes from and all of that. That's why women who take steroids will have that manly jawline.
So you're saying that's why I got a big head? All that testosterone?
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Mark McCaged.
The liver man or whatever he's called.
The liver king. The
liver king.
Yeah, Mark McGuire has admitted that he took steroids off and on for nearly a decade. But he points out they weren't outlawed. That what he took was not outlawed at the time. Mm-hmm. So there were no actually, for a lot of time, there were no rules against it. It was just against the spirit of the game. All those guys should be in the Hall of Fame, I think.
Who was the one that Mark McGuire was like, teammates with that they called him a special name?
Jose Canseco.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the name of they called him?
The Bash Brothers.
That's it. Yeah. Jose Canseco played minor league ball in the Charlotte area for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was great.
Jose.
Good looking man.
Very good looking man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Delicious looking.
Oh, he is a good looking man.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Give you some time alone now, right?
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
TJ's podcast is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code ACETJ for great savings.
Go to omahasteaks.com and order delicious gift packages starting at $89 with promo code ACETJ at checkout. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.